News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, hotel breakfast standards are slipping due to counterproductive cutbacks. That is the warning from Georgina Campbell of the Georgina Campbell Food and Hospitality Guide. And she joins us this morning. Georgina, explain what you mean. In what way are they slipping?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, it's an interesting thing because we had, as you know, our Irish Food and Hospitality Awards yesterday. And we kicked off with the Irish Breakfast Awards, which are sponsored by Flavins, which are wonderful association because it's such a trusted name. And that's what we really need, is to get that feeling of trust in connection with the standard of breakfast. People are so interested in breakfast, and it's such an indicator of standards otherwise in a hotel or a B&B or guest house or wherever, and not even places where there's accommodation. I mean, it's the same where there are cafes, perhaps with all-day menus and so on.
And just to the nub of the thing, Georgina, in what way are standards slipping? Is it poor quality food? Is it not being prepared properly?
It's not across the board. So I was just trying to get a bit of context there, because what is happening is that many places are giving a very good standard in other ways, and then they're letting themselves down in this one area. And, for example, for breakfast, you might have a lovely dinner and everything else is fine. But then you go for breakfast and things are slipping, and the way that they're slipping is, as you say, it's the quality of the food. We've got, obviously, there are pressures on businesses at the moment, and people are looking to find, and particularly hotels where they're very accountant-driven in some cases, that people are looking for ways to cut corners. And unfortunately, those corners are, in some cases, being cut at the breakfast table. And that would be seen in, for example, something which I thought had gone out long ago. I haven't seen it for years. It's those horrible little packets, those little plastic packets of jelly stuff in them, and they call it marmalade. I mean, I thought that had gone ages ago. I really thought the factories that made them had closed down. But no, they're back. And so it's that kind of thing where we're seeing where standards have been improved, that they are slipping again in those areas. And I think it's specifically for cost-cutting reasons.
Okay. Are you saying just on the marmalade, that marmalade should be in a little ramekin with a spoon, that kind of thing? I think
obviously it has to depend on the kind of establishment, how the general setup is and so on, and the price of the establishment, all of those things. But there's a level below which you shouldn't go. You shouldn't be putting things on the table or on the buffet, which call themselves marmalade, which plainly aren't. It's just not
okay.
Good.
Okay.
So if you haven't got something good, put out something else, is what I'm saying. And I say that right across the board.
I doubt I have as many hotel breakfasts as your good self, but the ones I have had, I have to say, and even the cafes, I haven't noticed this, but no doubt our listeners may feel differently. Thank you very much for joining us on that, Georgina. That is Georgina Campbell of the Georgina Campbell Food and Hospitality Guide. I don't know, I love an owl rasher.
Yeah, Angela Rutledge from Food Cloud has been in touch to say, made-to-order breakfast reduces food waste. Need to shift customers' mindset as to what makes a good hotel breakfast. And she says when she was running Woodstock in Phibsborough, we transformed our budget-style service, our buffet-style service, made-to-order to reduce waste and improve quality.
And I'm sure it does both, but I still love a buffet.
Can I give a big shout out to the Friars Lodge in Kinsale? I had a fish breakfast. I think it was sea bream I had for breakfast there a couple of weeks
Shane
ago.
Shane Coleman has gone misty-eyed.
I love fish.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.